I'm here today representing the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the North American Meat Association, and the company I work for, Harris Ranch. Now, I know that Congressman Costa is very familiar with the company, but for those who are not, let me give you a brief background. Harris Ranch is one of the largest family-owned agribusinesses in the western United States. We operate five primary business entities under the Harris Farms banner. For example, our hospitality division is located equidistant between San Francisco and Los Angeles. We operate a 150-room inn and a restaurant complex that will serve in excess of 1,500 meals each and every day. Additionally, we operate a thoroughbred racehorse division. And the fact is, the odds-on favorite this Saturday at the Kentucky Derby is a horse by the name of California Chrome. That horse's dam was bred by a stallion that stands in our breeding barn. He was born and foaled in our foaling barn, and for the first 2 years of his life remained at Harris Farm. So suffice to say, we're pretty proud of that horse. Now, I hope I just didn't jinx him for Saturday. Our cattle feeding division operates one of the largest beef feedlots in the United States with a one-time capacity of 120,000 head. In total, we'll feed in excess of 250,000 head of cattle each year. These cattle will then be slaughtered, fabricated, and further processed in our state-of-the-art beef processing facility that's located roughly 50 miles away from the beef feedlot. Finally, our farming operation encompasses roughly 17,000 acres of ground. In addition to the permanent crops of almonds, pistachios, and citrus, in a normal year, and I'll highlight that term, normal year, we will grow tomatoes, onions, garlic, broccoli, lettuce, asparagus, melons, just to name a few. And the reason I highlighted that keyword normal, we haven't had one of those in quite some time. So that'll kind of segue into the start of this testimony. I want to start with water, or more correctly, state of the lack thereof. In my home state of California, we're suffering through one of the worst droughts in recorded history. Make no mistake, however, this drought is made even worse by actions taken by federal and state governments to restrict the rightful allocation of water to farmers and cattle producers throughout California, especially those in the Central Valley, a region of the state that grows well over half of the fruits and vegetables in this country. Our concern at Harris Ranch is with a Delta smelt. That's a 3-inch bait fish that, because of its listing as endangered species, has profoundly impacted water delivery in the state of California. As a net result, this year's 0 to possibly 5% allocation of water will result in Harris Farms fallowing over 11,000 acres of some of the most highly productive crop ground in the United States. That's 2/3 of all the ground we farm will sit idle this year. The cattlemen in other states face similar threats with the very real impacts of the Endangered Species Act. The potential listing of the sage grouse and lesser prairie chicken will severely impede the ability of cattlemen in the western and high plains regions of the United States to operate their ranches. The undeniable fact is that Congress must immediately reopen the Endangered Species Act and provide relief to the true stewards of the land, this nation's farmers and ranchers.